Masechet Kelim, Perek Yotet, Mishnah Aleph. We'll talk about here a bed made of a frame. A frame has a headboard, a footboard, and two sideboards, and also four legs, and there's rope lengthwise and widthwise in order to have the bedding placed on top of it. We'll talk about a bed that became Tameh as an Av HaTum'ah, but was taken apart. It's not one entity anymore, and therefore it cannot function as a bed. So it's not tameh anymore. But when a tameh bed is taken apart with the thought process of putting it back together, the original tumah returns once it's put back together. So what the owner does in this case is he takes the bed apart and he dips in the mikveh all of its pieces. So now the bed, when it's put back together, will be pure. It's not going to be tameh anymore. Here we'll talk about the status of the person who's taking apart the bed. Mishnah says, if somebody takes apart a bed in order to dip it into a mikveh, it's too big to be put into the mikveh as one, so he has to take it apart. Or a person touches the ropes that were tameh and were taken apart, tahor, he's tahor, even though the bed was originally tameh. The person who's touching the pieces of the bed is tahor, because the pieces are not tameh at this time, because the bed was already taken apart. So now it's unusable, it can't be used in that state. In the second case, where the ropes of the bed were touched, the bed was taken apart, and therefore the ropes became tahor. So there's no longer part of the keli that is tameh. Now we'll talk about ropes that are attached to the bed frame. We'll talk about how much of the ropes need to be woven in for it to be considered connected, and then if the person touched it, then he would become tameh from the bed. At what point is the rope considered connected to the bed? When three rows are woven on the bed. At that point in time, once the bed was woven to this extent, if the bed becomes tameh, not only is the part of the rope that is woven onto the bed tameh, but the rest of the rope as well, because it will be strung into the bed eventually as part of the bed. Now we'll talk about a case where the three rows were woven in, but the rope was not long enough to complete the netting of the entire bed, so another rope would have to be used to make the first one longer. But only part of the first rope was woven into the bed, so the remaining length of the first rope and the second rope are still hanging loose. The bed became tameh, and the three rows are already in from the first rope, so we regard it that they become tameh as well. Here we'll talk about the person who touches either one of these ropes. A person touches from the knot that connects the two ropes and inward, which is any part of the first rope, basically, he becomes tameh. But if he touches the rope from the knot and outward, any part of the second rope, he's tahor. Even though it's attached to the first rope, the second rope is not yet attached to the bed. So even though they're tied, they're not considered to be super connected yet. When the ropes are tied together, they're knotted at some point, but not at the very end. Some of the rope is left out past the knot, so the knot won't come out apart. You have a little bit loose strands that come out of the other end of the knot. They're called the strands of the knot. Here we'll talk about where two ropes were knotted together and then woven into the bed. And we'll talk about someone who touches the strands of the knot of the tameh bed, do they become tameh as well? Nimeh hakeshed hanogeya besorko tameh. The strands of the knot, a person who touches the part necessary for the knot is tameh. The part that's necessary for the knot is considered to be part of the rope, because the knot wouldn't be able to stay without it. But so if the bed becomes tameh, that part of the strand is considered to be tameh as well. But any part of the strand that's beyond what's normal or necessary does not have the status of the rope. It does not become tameh, and it's not going to make anyone who touches it tameh as well. V'kama hu sorko, what part of the strand of knot is necessary? Rabbi Yehuda omer shalosh espaot, says Rabbi Yehuda, three etzpaot, three finger length width would be considered to be necessary. Any string that extends past that is not necessary for the knot and will not become tameh together with the